Hello, and welcome to the Elevate Your Awesome podcast. I am your host, Molly Mahoney, and I cannot wait to help you unlock your inner awesome and elevate it by using the magic of Facebook Live, Messenger bots, and all sorts of social media strategies so that you can build more credibility, visibility, and be known as the authority in your space in a way that allows you to attract a flood of leads who are ready to throw credit cards at your face.
We are here! We are ready to rock! Camera confidence live. All right, I want to know right away, have you been in a place where you've had fear, where you've been like, oh my gosh, I cannot click that go live button? Some of you may be pretending that you've never been there. And if you are pretending that you've never been afraid of going live on Facebook, then this is not the show for you. However, if you have been afraid, if you've been in that place where you've been like, I cannot hit that button, right? If you've been there and you've been worried about all of the things that the gremlins in our head go, all of that. Maybe you're worried that you have this show coming up on Be Live TV and you go to go live and all of a sudden there's no way to turn the broadcast on. That's what just happened to me, but I figured it out and I'm going to tell you a little trick about how to use this platform because I am Molly Mahoney. I'm a camera confidence coach and a Facebook Live ninja, and I cannot wait to support you in elevating your awesome and having more confidence so that you can get out into the world and share your message. Boom. Oh my gosh, there are so many people here. Can you hear? Let me know if you can hear. I see some of you saying that you can't hear me, but I think you might just need to turn your volume on, so I'm not going to worry about it. Let me know. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Woo! Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so first of all, before we get started, I would love you to do one thing, a big fancy, fancy, fancy thing, which is share this broadcast. So the point of this show is to be able to have you really tap into the things that can give you more confidence. Every week, every other week on Wednesday, we're going to be here and I'm going to help you by providing you with crazy tricks that'll allow you to feel more confident, not only so you can go live with confidence, but also so that you can go out into the world really living your authentic, unique self and being able to do the things that you want to do, make the difference that you want to make in the world. So, if you're excited about that, I would love you to click that little share button. I'm going to come down and check in. We got Kelly. Woo, woo. Kelly is in the house. She is a camera confidence rock star. Kelly, so good. Sarah, yes. Awesome. Jeff Adams of BeLive.TV. I just texted Jeff and I was like, there's no stream. I could not figure out what was happening. I was trying to be so cool by starting with this as the cover photo, which I had never done before, even though I use Be Live all the time. I wanted to have that like right at the top. And then Daniel, the amazing, the creator of Be Live, one of the creators of Be Live, he was like, Molly, you need to add your camera stream into the video and then it will start. Ay, ay, ay. So if you're using the talk show format, know that you need to have your own camera up in the screen. Your own video stream needs to be going. All right. Okay, so share. Debbie Page, woo, woo, woo. Amazing, so good to see all of you here. I love it, woohoo. Okay, today I'm going to be giving you my absolute number one secret sauce trick to having more confidence. As we go through, every other week, we're gonna be bringing a new tip, lots of tips, and then also we're going to be doing a challenge right within the private group that Be Live is all about, which is the Be Livers group. So if you would like access to that group so that you're not only here for this video, you're not only getting the information and the tips and the awesomeness, but you want a follow-up conversation and a little more support, I would love you to comment below with the word awesome, and then this is what's going to happen. Are you ready for it? I'm a little crooked. Our new chatbot is going to message you back. So if you comment below with the word awesome, we will get you a link right to the group so that you can jump in there and have a little follow-up conversation, connect with more BeLivers, have your questions answered, really build the community. So make sure you comment below with the word awesome. And if our chatbot doesn't write you back, it could be because you put too many exclamation points. So Norma, I love all of your exclamation points, but I don't know if our chatbot understands that many exclamation points. So you might just need to do the word awesome. I did tell it to look out for one exclamation point because I knew that was going to happen. Excuse me. I knew that might happen. I knew you might be excited about that. And then you'll be getting a message right away so you can write our chatbot back. And then it will send you a link to the private group where you can get even more support. So good. All right. I want to remind you one more time to share. And then we are going to jump in. All right. So let's just talk about first, before we do anything else, can we talk about one thing after we've shared this video? We're going to talk about that four-letter word. Do you know what it is? Fear. Right? And here's what I think. If you're in a place where you've heard people say, yeah, I'm really not afraid. I'm not worried. I don't have any issues with any of this. The confidence thing doesn't get me down. Awesome for them. But here's what I think. If you're not afraid, it's probably because what you're stepping into, the stakes aren't really that high. When you're doing something that you really care about or that you're really, that's really important, the stakes are high and you really care about the outcome, that's when I find that fear creeps up the most. So, hey, Zeph, hey. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Brand ambassadors, you guys love me live. I'm so glad. Thank you so much, PC. It is so awesome to be here. And for those of you that I've not met, one more time, my name is Molly Mahoney, and this is my absolute honor and joy to be able to support you this way. So I've worked with performers for over 15 years, and now I'm working more with business owners on conquering their fear and being able to bring their awesome to the camera. And if there's one thing that I've noticed, it's that everyone, if the stakes are high, everyone gets a little freaked out, no matter who you are. Even if you're super prepared and you do this type of thing all the time, I still find that fear creeps in, right? So we're just going to start by admitting if that fear creeps in for you, go ahead and comment below and let me know. Just write the word fear. Let's all just get it out. We're all going to just admit it, that fear happens, right? Jeff, who is like the man of live streaming, right? He was talking about it on Monday and he was saying, oh man, yeah, I still get freaked out too every single time, right? Okay, I'm also going to be sharing the link on the stream so that you guys can see where you can join us, because I'd love to have you guys come on in just a little bit and talk about this fear thing, right? It happens for all of us, all of us. Hey, Jeff, will you do me a favor? I know you're here, which is so awesome. If I share this link with you in a private message right now, will you post it for everybody to be able to click on it and get it? That'd be so cool. All right, I'm going to give you this so that you can join us in the little green room, which will be so fun. All right, so fear, it happens. So here's what I want to do from there is we're going to shift this. Before I give you the number one secret sauce for conquering this fear, I want to know why you're live streaming. So what is the point? And I'm not talking about like really digging deep and connecting to your, you know, full why of existence and all of that. That is super important as well. We can do another video about that. But I want to know, like, strategically, what is the point? So are you using Facebook Live for building your business? Are you using it just for fun? Are you using it as a way to connect with your friends and family? Comment down below. So I want to know what it is, because this is going to help us to be able to move through this fear. All right. So April says, real talk, fear in front of the camera, but not when we walk out of our front door. Interesting, right? It's so crazy how this fear creeps up. And I really think the main reason for that is why we're going live in the first place. Like, what is the point of going live? Because that's what gives the higher stakes. So if we can recognize that first, we're going to be able to shift it. Awesome. So Tammy, business. Great. So if you're using this for business, I want to know what you're looking to grow in your business. Like, what's the point? Why, you know, are you looking to attract more clients? What do you do in your business, Tammy? Other people like that. Sales, build relationships with customers. Yes. Awesome. So connecting first and using this tool as a method for connection is such a great way to eventually turn those people, like convert those people into either raving fans who are going to share your information or customers who are like super stoked to connect with you. Jessica says, what? Busting your fears, going live is fun. Yes, it can be so fun, right? Hilda's here from Norway. Amazing. Okay, so it looks like a lot of people are actually using this for business, which is super cool. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to take everything, all of the awesome that you hold within your business, all of it, okay? And this is the secret. This is like the actual key. So if you've not heard me talk about this before, in just a second, you're going to go, whoa, or you also, you might get even more scared. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm just warning you, you might get even more scared. Okay, so we're going to do this fear thing together though, right? So make sure if you haven't shared this yet, you want to share this because we're going to conquer this together. And it's going to actually make the world a better place as well. Okay, so you're going to take everything that you offer in your business, all of the amazing things that you know you can serve, the amazing things that you know you can give to this world. Right? Oh, yes, April. So April's using Be Live to connect with special needs partners and those who cheer them on so that we can help those families to break the ICE. I can't say that, but that's an awesome hashtag. Yes, ICE-olation. I love it. Yes, so important, right? And Hilda's here working on health. So all those things are like super, super important. But now I want you to take those things and I want you to push them as far away as you can. We're going to bring them back in, but at this point, cut them out, whatever. Okay, right? So we're going to get that fear, those things in your business and push them as far away as you can. And then what are you left with? What are you left with? A human! You're left with this real human being, right? And it's so funny because we're so used to like, I just totally messed up my hair by throwing this chatbot on my head. Oh, I see we have some people popping into the green room. Hello. All right. Right. So we're so used to all of these things where we have like these robots that are running our businesses. Everything is automated. We have all of this, all of this technology. We're all using our phones. We're all on the computer like this. It's totally crazy. And we forget sometimes that underneath it all, there's a human. And in addition to that, when you're going live on camera, you are what you're bringing to the camera, right? So you are the thing. It's not like you're creating a super cool tool or something, right? This would be like a cool thing to be proud of and know that you're giving this to your audience. It's not a separate thing, right? It's you. So there's a skill set underneath it that can really help you to be able to feel more confident as you go live. So you're going to take this human, excuse me. You're going to take this human being, this real person standing right in front of you, who is actually in you, right? You are the real human being. And what are you going to do with that? You need to recognize, are you ready for it? Oh, hide the human. Okay. You need to recognize the things that make you a uniquely awesome human. And this can seem so weird because so often we get focused on what's important in our business or the things that we really, the values that we provide and the people we want to connect with. But if we don't start with who you are as a human being, it's so easy to get off track. Okay, so here's what I want to do. We're actually going to go do this little exercise right within the Be Livers Facebook group. So if you want access to the Be Livers Facebook group, I want you to comment below with the word, we're going to do it again, with the word awesome, right? Comment below with the word awesome. And here's how you do this. So I have had crazy successful people who have been in business that I've worked with who try to do this exercise and they get, oh, I don't even know if I said this. You're going to make a list of 20 things that make you uniquely awesome. Okay, so 20 things that make you an awesome human being. And I've had people tell me, Molly, I can only write like 3. This isn't working. How can I do this? Right? So I actually came up with a little acronym that will help you to be able to make this list. Right? Are you ready? Okay, so here it is. It is the letters S-A-A-V-E. Okay. So I don't spell very well. The word is SAVE. It's an acronym with an extra A, right? So it just helps you remember. And here's where they are. The first one is your skills. So your skill sets. So you've got to tap in to those skill sets that are come naturally to you. I'm going to bring some people on in a little bit. I can see we got people waiting here. Kelly, are you cool to come on in like 5 minutes? Kelly, you can nod your head. I can see you. I don't. She just went, this thing is so cool. Okay, so you guys, if you want to come on and talk about this, we're going to kind of break through some of this, and I'm going to show you how you can bring those things into your business. So we'll do a little like on-the-fly coaching. It'll be super cool. Okay, so I'm having some issues with my necklace. You guys, just a side note, that like my video not working definitely sent me into a little bit of a panic when I couldn't get this to start. I was like, what is happening? Okay, we're tripped up. All right, so the first one is your skills. So you can write that down. I've already posted within the Facebook group, we're going to be writing this underneath. This is challenge number one. We're going to have challenges that are going to happen after every single show. We'll get more into the technical side of speaking on camera, but right now we're tapping into that confidence. Okay. So this is your skills. That's the first one. The next one is, are you ready for it? It is the activities that you love. So what activities do you really love? So this can be hiking, swimming, dancing, crocheting. And the funny thing is, sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know, I don't really love anything. And I'm like, yes, you do. You're just nervous. You're just scared. So you're putting these blocks up. So if you have a hard time thinking of what these things could be, as you go through your day now, really, really keep this at the top of your mind, because you're going to be able to come back and fill this list out. Okay, after that, are you ready? And I can't spell, as I said earlier, right? So this next one is, are you ready for it? The next one is, it starts with an A also, because we got two A's. And this one is actually such a big one, because you're looking right back at your face when you're on Facebook Live. So here's this next one, ready? Your appearance. So you have to find things about your appearance. Like if I had no face, I'm stuck behind this sign, right? But you've got to find things about your appearance that you love, right? Super fun. You've got to find things about your appearance that you love, because it's not actually super fun. Sometimes that's actually super hard, because we all are self-conscious about different things. And but we're staring right into the camera, right? Because I'm talking straight to you. But every once in a while, we look to check and see what's happening. And then it's our face staring ourselves back. And then what happens? All of the little gremlins come in and they're like, ah, you should have shaved this morning if you should shave. I don't know. Or they're like, ah, you should have done your bangs differently. Or they're like, ah, what's happening? You know, they start, all these little doubts and fears start creeping in. So in those moments, if you can know five things that you love about your appearance, and you can celebrate those before you come on camera, and then while you're on camera, you can come back and touch in with those, you'll be so much more powerful when you step forward into the camera, right? How are we doing with this? Are we good? Are we good? Yes? Okay. Are you ready for the next one? The next one is huge. I'm going to do it in all capitals, and it is, I spelled it wrong. Ready? Values, your values, right? So really knowing what's important to you, and then sharing that with your audience and being super clear about it, like writing it down, making a list so you can come back to it. It's not wishy-washy, it's actually there. For me, the number one thing that's most important for me is joy and spreading joy and using this tool as a way to spread joy. And what that does is it helps me to connect with more people who are excited about spreading joy, right? They're celebrating the joy with us. Super, super cool. Okay, yes, Jessica, awesome, thank you. So Shayna asked, I got skills, activities, and then the video cut out. So the next one was appearance, right? So far we have skills, appearance, activities, and values, all right? We got it? And now this next one is, this is my favorite. Are you ready for it? Ah! Oh my gosh, here we go. It is eat. Just things you like to eat. Right? It's so easy for us to talk about food. So I have this thing where anytime I go to a restaurant, if there are Brussels sprouts on the menu, I order the Brussels sprouts every single time, because for some reason, Brussels sprouts seem to be an awesome way to start a conversation. People, I either love them or they hate them, right? And they're always, it's just a great way to start a conversation. Okay. April says, I like this. We can put a big sticky over our faces on the computer screen and just look at the camera so we don't have to see ourselves. That's totally true. And then we don't see ourselves out in our day to day. So we shouldn't have to see ourselves when we're on live stream. So funny. So true. And you also, April, you could do this. Right? These filters are so cool. So one of the activities that I love that I wasn't doing enough is going in the hot tub. So I do these hot tub Q&As. It's a great conversation starter. It's kind of crazy. And then you can use the filters, which we don't necessarily have on Be Live, and we want to be using Be Live, right? But if you are jumping on your phone in between things, you can also play around with those filters. Or April, hello. Everyone thought this was a filter. But it's not. When I do this, then I don't have to see myself, right? I can wear my little chatbot helmet, right? All kinds of things. And you totally can cover up the camera. However, I think we should just learn to love ourselves instead. I think that's a better a better solution. But you're totally right. You can cover up the camera. And I have so many, I don't know if I've shared this, but I have a student who told me that she can't handle the faces that I make on camera. So she covers my face up with a book. So you could just do that also, right? There's many, many options when you recognize where those fears are coming, where those fears are coming from, then you start to be able to really step into it. All right. Do we have anybody else that wants to come on? I would love to have a conversation about this. So I'm going to share. I'm going to bring Kelly in, who is here. Anybody else? Jeff, if you'd like to share that link again, you would be my best friend. And we will keep this conversation going. We're talking about fear and being more confident on camera. So what you're going to do once you have this list of the things that make you uniquely awesome as a human being, you sit there and you hold that bubbly sense of awesome right in your chest. So you get like really excited about it. And actually, April, I know so many people, when they do walk out the door, they're freaked out too, especially if there's high stakes. Like if you're going to a networking event or you're going to a big meeting or when I was working with performers, this came from when they were going to auditions. Can we just stop for a second and talk about what is happening with my dress? It's like doing things. I'm going to fix it and I'm going to bring Kelly on. Kelly, woo! Ah, she's coming on. It's giving her a little notification. Hello, you're live.
Hello.
All right, so Kelly, I would love to know if you have done this. Zeph says she wants to come on too. Zeph, I would love it. So Zeph, get on in here.
Yay!
Yahoo! We can have three of us at a time. Let's do it. Okay, so Kelly, I know you've worked on this list. And this list, we call something very specific because when people get freaked out about this, I know it's scary and it seems like it could never... it's hard sometimes to make this list. And a lot of times people get partway through it and then they're still freaked out, right? And these blocks come up. So I call this list the quesadilla of awesome because I say that everyone has something that makes them awesome, even if it's just that you make an amazing quesadilla, right? So true, yeah?
Yep.
Right? So today, Jessica, Jeff shared the link down below. So click on the link that Jeff shared. If you are on your desktop, you'll be able to join us. Woohoo! Yeah, Jessica! Okay, so Kelly, talk to us about your quesadilla of awesome. How has this been for you to be able to make this list and then to be able to bring it into your business, infuse it into your business and into your live streams?
Well, I think the good thing about this list is that you think you have your own set of what you're good at. But this list helps you look at all the other aspects of things that people might connect with as well.
Yeah.
Which we don't always look for. So when we're looking to connect or if we're going live for a business, we have like our reason of what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But this list makes you look at all aspects of why people might not connect with, why people may connect with you. So it may not be because of your business. It may be because of the activities that you like to do because I'm a runner or because of the values that they have. And so that might be the connection that they initially make and build the relationship on before even looking at your business or whatever your purpose is for going live.
Yeah. And one of the things that's so true is that if you're building a business about something or if you're using live stream for a certain specific cause, chances are there's someone else who is using it for that same reason. Right? And so this is the thing. It not only allows you a way to be able to connect with other people like Amy Jones. Hey, Amy Jones, good to see you too. It not only allows you a way to connect with other people and actually build real relationships, but it also provides an opportunity for you to have more content. Because if you're only talking about your business, you're going to sound like a salesy weirdo.
Right.
And sometimes people just don't know what to talk about. I am so stoked because we're going to be able to bring Zeph on too. Do you know Zeph, Kelly?
I don't know Zeph, but I'm going to meet her.
I like it. And April says, sounds kind of like net friending. Just saying. Yeah. So being able to have, if you like actually write this list down and you really celebrate exactly what it is, and then you start to infuse it into your videos, you start bringing like, I love sparkles and things like that. So you start bringing that into your set maybe, or you start bringing it into the topics of your videos. And when you're out on the go, you're like, talking about certain things that you're going to reference in your videos, in your live streams. It gives you an amazing way to have more content that's not all like businessy and salesy and weirdo-y, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's what makes you unique too. I mean, it's like what sets you apart from everybody else is you're not just that person selling X, Y, and Z. You're that person who does this, this, and this, who likes sparkles, who runs,
whatever.
That sets you apart from everybody else.
Totally. All right, Zeph, I'm going to bring you in. Are you ready? She is ready. So cool. Ready? Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Yay.
Hi. How is everybody doing today?
We're so stoked to be here talking about confidence. And okay, this is what I would actually love right now with all three of us here. I would love it if you both would be brave enough to admit a time when you were freaked out about going live.
When I first started.
Okay, so Zeph, tell us obviously your name, and then tell us like what you, why you're using live stream, and then a time when you were totally freaked out.
Hey everybody, Zeph Zen here. You know what, Molly? I'm so happy to be here on camera with you because we met like a few months back, right? Yeah. And I said, you know what? I've always been called the 200 miles per hour entrepreneur. I didn't realize there was a 500 miles per hour kind of gal. And I was like, Molly, you go girl, you know? And I was just like, this is super awesome. So y'all can't call me anymore the 200 miles per hour gal, because now I'm on the show with a 500 mile per hour gal.
I like it. And when we combine that energy together, it's just going to be like, except still my dress. Like, I'm going to just wear my dress like this. I'm going to step off camera and fix it right now, because as we're talking about quesadillas of awesome, this is driving me crazy. So exact example of how you can fix this stuff. Okay, Zeph, you're taking over. You're going to tell us what you do in business, your fear. And then Kelly's going to say what she does in business and her fear. And then we're going to bring Hilda in too.
Hey, Kelly, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So the first thing is, when I started live streaming was I started on Google Hangouts on Air. So at that time, you know, I was very comfortable with having people and having a conversation like this, like me and Kelly on the camera and Molly on the camera having a two-way conversation. I'm all about that. And then I started doing on Periscope and I heard crickets because, you know, you're right there solo and you're like, hello, anybody watching me? Hello. And I got like concerned and that fear of like, I don't know what I'm going to say. Yes, it happens to the 200 miles per hour gal people. It did. And I was just like, should I continue to do this anymore on Periscope? So Periscope wasn't my first platform that I enjoyed. And because I was just like, okay, I have to talk by myself because I'm like, what the heck am I going to talk about? Because I love conversational, right? And I was just like, all right, I'll have to figure out. And funny, last night on David Vaughn's broadcast, we were just talking about the same thing, like, you know, how do you do you? And I said, after a while, after learning how I can become that person who can speak solo, is just tapping into yourself. Just do you. Don't try to be somebody else. And that's the biggest word I'm putting out there.
But it's the craziest, hardest thing to do, right?
Yes, it is.
People are like,
it is.
What I found is that people don't even know who they are.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, and I said last night on the broadcast, I said, the way to do it, the way to find out, and I think you all would probably agree, is that fail miserably for your 21st broadcast. And then you can figure out like what you're good at and just like what you're doing here at the Save, right? Then you will know which skill sets rock with you and you will know who you are. And then you can tap into who is Molly, who is Kelly, who is Zeph. Then you keep on, optimizing that value, that leverage, that value and go like, I can do this, even though I'm an introvert. Hello, you know, because you kind of figure out who you are and you kind of figure out, you know, what to do. And that's the most important part, because people feel, I think the newer generation of live streamers, they expect to just go ahead and be live and conquer it. No, we all threw up 20 times, 40 times.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Wait, hold on. I'm so excited that you said that, because Amy Jones is in the house. I don't know where Amy went, but she was here earlier. And Amy and I have said that our goal right now is just to maintain a steady, steady feeling of nausea.
Yes. Boom, Amy. Boom, boom, boom. That is so true.
And right, okay, I want to make sure we get more information from other people. That's so true. And I love it. It's like, it's exactly what we're talking about. So what we're talking about right now for people who have never, who just are joining us, we're talking about fear and how to have more confidence when you go live. And this little exercise that I have called the quesadilla of awesome.
Awesome.
Right? So you can start to use that hashtag quesadilla of awesome. And this is when you make a list of 20 things that make you a uniquely awesome human being. They cover a whole span of things. Your skills, your activities, your appearance, your values, and the things that you love to eat. And when you actually start adding to this list, I mean, I love it. Some people end up adding like 40 things to this list. It helps you to be able to know exactly who you are, like Zeph said, so that you're not worrying about trying to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And yeah. In fact, you know, Carlos Phoenix was on here earlier and I had told him, and I think many of you out there hear me say this often, I said, throw up as much as you like until you get to who you are. And people say, that's always talking about throwing up. I said, cause that's the truth. Okay, I mean, you feel nauseous all the time if you're new to it.
Okay, that is part of our quesadillas of awesome, though. Because we talk about being nauseous all the time, too. That's kind of like going in a wrong direction, potentially. But like, that's something crazy that we can connect with. And we both know that's something that's important to us. What? Okay, let's hear from you. Tell me about how connecting with your quesadilla of awesome has been.
Woo-hoo!
Well, I basically also get afraid, like you said, getting on and like nobody shows up and it's like, mm-hmm. How am I going to connect? What am I going to talk about? But that is exactly where you go back to. So when you don't have those people that are right in front of you on interacting, you have those, you have your quesadilla of awesome, which you can always talk about. And the great thing about that, I think, is that you own those things. And so they are the most sincere things that you can talk about. They come from your heart. They're part of you. You know, a lot of times we prep for what we're going to say when we go live. But when you revert back to your quesadilla of awesome, it's like all about you and your ownership. And these are things you can talk about forever.
Right?
And so that it's just natural. And that's really, that's where you almost lose yourself in the fact that you're live and that you're not talking to anybody. Because right. I can talk about the things that I love and who I am all day long.
What's one thing that you could talk about forever?
I could talk about running forever.
Hilly is crazy and runs like a mad woman. And she's always like, she does her live streams while she's running at 5 a.m. And I'm like, this is the actual time that I may feel like I actually want to run. And it makes me more curious about what you're doing in your business, right?
Yes.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we have so many people here, which I'm stoked about. So Zeth, I'm going to pop you out really quick. So amazing to have you. Actually, you know what? I forgot that I can change this. I want to show your full set, dude. It looks so awesome. Hold on. How do I do that? What?
Bye.
Yes. Amazing. Bye. And then Kelly, I forgot to ask you what you do in your business as well.
So I'm a mom coach and I help moms be more sexy, savvy, and systematic so that they can find more joy in their life.
So awesome. And then you can connect with your quesadilla of awesome as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for being here. Amazing. I hope we'll continue this conversation in the Be Livers group as well. And we are going to bring some more people on. Oh, dude, I love it. I love it. All right, Hilda, you're next. Are you ready? Here she comes. I'm going to bring on Hilda and Jessica, and we're going to have such an awesome time. And then, John, you're going to be next. Here we go. Okay, so we're going to go like rapid fire through this. Hey, Hilda, you're live. Hello. Oh, I can't hear you. Ooh. Oh, no, I can. And Jessica, you're here too.
Yeah. I don't see myself, but that's cool. I see you.
It's the first time I did it. So everybody else who's waiting to come on, if you have not used this platform before, make sure you have the volume down on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So that we don't hear both of those at the same time. Both of you are doing that perfectly. Okay. As Zeph said, I'm going to be the 5 million mile an hour broadcaster, entrepreneur, and here's what I would love us to do. I would love you to say your name and then tell us a little bit about what you do and who you serve, and then I want you to share really bravely a moment when you were like super freaked out about going live. Yeah? Hilda, you got one? Can you do it? Hilda, are you ready? Can you talk? Hello? Ah, I can't hear you.
Oh, no.
All right, Jessica, I'm going to have you go. And Hilda, see if you can keep working on your sound. So maybe you need to... Oh, wait. Say something again, Hilda. So, Hilda, say something. Okay, Jessica, go ahead and go.
All right. My name is Jessica Wayman.
Yes,
and go more. I am a success engineer to high-achieving, brilliant, and incredibly creative entrepreneurial women. And I help you stand out. Create packages, create Facebook ads, and show up with the power of your brilliance. That's actually the name of my business, Power of Brilliance.
Power of Brilliance. I love it. So good. Okay, Jessica, so can you admit, because I know this is going to help empower your clients as well, if you can admit your fear. I want to know, when is a time when you've been a little freaked out?
Yesterday.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love
yesterday,
it.
I felt like I wanted to puke. I was going on Facebook Live. I haven't put myself out there very much, although I've been in theater my whole life. And I think I had more butterflies going on Facebook Live than I did singing in front of a whole auditorium of people. It was so goofy.
It's crazy though, right? It happens. Mm-hmm. And then platform that you can't actually, there's not usually, you never know who's going to be there. Anybody could pop on. So what's one thing in your quesadilla of awesome that you could share with us that you think that you could connect to and that bubbly sense of awesome in your chest and be able to really celebrate that before you came on camera?
I think really remembering that we all have a gift to share and we all have experience, and why not put yourself out there? I mean, F everything and just rise, right? You gotta go do it.
You heard it first. F everything and just rise, right? So what's one thing that you love that is like different or something that just makes you happy, like that you love to celebrate?
I love talking about art. I love talking about creativity and
business. That piece behind you on the wall, what is that? It's amazing. The art piece behind you on the wall?
Oh yeah, I didn't do that, but it's from art.com, kind of cool. But I love helping people get their art out there, and I can talk business strategy of how to get yourself out there all day long. So,
okay, awesome. So maybe like finding some sort of way that you can incorporate more art and creativity into that message would be a great way for you to feel a little more excited about it and a little more confident. Yeah.
And doing more Facebook Lives.
Hello. Awesome. And yes, Jeff just made a great point, which is share this broadcast. And if you want to continue this conversation, we will be inside the BeLivers group talking about our special things that make us unique, our quesadilla of awesome. So all you have to do is comment below with the word awesome, and you will be sent a link right to the group. You're going to be sent it from our little automated chat bot, which is so cool. You have to reply to the chat bot and say the word awesome, and then it'll send you the link right away. Super, super cool. Share. Amazing. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
It's so good to see you here on camera too. I love it. I love being able to be here with you. Really awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready? We're going to bring in John. John and Hilda, maybe we'll try you again too. Okay. Let's go. We're going to go to John and then Hilda next. Okay. Ready, John? What? I love BeLive.tv and the fact that we can do this.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, so good to see you.
Yeah. Hey, John Piper from the Dallas, Texas area.
Amazing. My dad is from Houston. So that's awesome because we can both talk about being from Texas, kind of.
Yeah, I've traveled to Houston a lot. I'm in the trucking industry. And, there's a lot of trucks in Texas as well as all over the country.
And so how are you using Livestream with that? Are you using that with your business?
Great question. And can you hear me okay? Audio?
Yeah, you sound perfect.
Excellent. You know, when Periscope and Meerkat first came out, that's when I first got, wow, that is really cool. I started following some people and started doing some Periscope. And then I'm like, man, I'm reaching this audience. I don't even know who they are, right? Periscope and Twitter. So I thought, maybe I should target my message a little clearer. So I'm starting to do some Facebook Live. BeLive is really, I got introduced to Jeff recently on the show he was doing. And then I saw you pop up just last week on your show.
Awesome. So I didn't even, you have your other, we're getting like some feedback in the microphone. Do you have your, the mic was being weird. Okay, go on again. Sorry. So speaking of awesome and Be Live, if you comment below with the word awesome, we'll be added right into our group, which will be super cool. So now you're getting more specific about who you're talking to in your business or in your streams.
You know, my focus is helping trucking companies. Is there still an audio feedback?
Yeah. No. It sounds good.
Okay. My specialty is for 20 years, I've been helping trucking companies with technology to make their employees more efficient and safer. So I'm focused on helping trucking companies make their drivers safer on the road. So, you guys don't have accidents when you're out there. So that's my target audience. I do have a Facebook page called Piper Transportation that I'm trying to really drive my audience towards.
Right.
And really have that niche.
Okay.
Because, so everybody online.
Super important because that'll change the way that you speak to them, right? So then how can you admit one time when you've been freaked out about going live?
Oh, yeah. On Periscope, like I said, I was online and then you start seeing these people pop in and just, you don't know who they are. So you're like, it's a little freaky when you're like, hey, who's watching me right now? You know, what do they think? You know, like you mentioned earlier in appearance, you know, do I look okay? Should I wear a hat? Should I not wear a hat? You know, those types of things. So I think the more I do it, when I get in a routine of doing it on a frequent basis, it's easier. When I take a break and then jump on, like I'm jumping on here. I was on a Facebook Live yesterday, but it was short and it was something not related. Just hopping on here, talking to you, it just builds confidence, you know.
So Boom. True. The more that you do it, I wrote routine down there, right? The more you
what
do it, the more
confident
you are with it. So true. And also, you know, I'm just so glad, John, that you came on, because sometimes I find that people think that it's only the females that are afraid of what they look like on camera, but I've worked with so many men who are afraid of what they would look on camera too. It's like all of us, you know, you can't see the wine bottle label. My friend Julianne Stittick says you can't see the label on the wine bottle from inside the wine.
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you. Look here.
All right. Here, look, I'm going to bring you on. What? Oh, so cool. Yes. And you can use that, your little stress guy.
Yeah, I don't get stressed out too much, but I'm not a huge Cowboy fan, but I got on a Dallas Cowboy shirt. So am I offending you because you're from Houston?
Right? I know, it's all right. And that can be part of our, you know, part of your quesadilla of awesome too, that conversation starter that keeps things away from your actual main focus and allows you to just, you know, like net friending, like April was saying. Super cool. All right, John, I'm going to pop you out and see if
you're right. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you head over to the Be Livers group and we'll continue the conversation there. Awesome. Bye. Hilda. Okay, so Hilda is going to do an interpretive dance right now to tell us her quesadilla of awesome. So we're just going to take a moment in silence. Okay, Hilda, I want you to go back to the comments below and I want you to write down a time when you've been afraid and write down what you do in your business, and I'm going to bring it up because Be Live is amazing. Thank you, Hilda, for trying. We'll figure it out. Okay, bye. All right, VC, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, but we're going to bring you in right now too. Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh, go back. Hi.
Oh, you're here.
Sorry, my son. Justin, you need to go somewhere.
That's so awesome.
It's so
hello, hello. So kiddos are definitely a part of the idea of awesome, right? He's like, nope.
Justin, give me a second.
Okay, all right. I want to know, before we actually continue and hear more about how awesome you are, I'm going to shout out April, who just said, I predict we're going to bring it today. Yes, you heard it here first. Let's get everybody into the Be Livers group. I love it. So share this and comment below with the word awesome if you are here. We are talking about confidence and how to summon real, true, authentic confidence so that you can come onto the camera and share your awesome with the world, right? I love it. I love it. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is that BC? Is that true?
Yes, BC. Yes, BC. Hooray. Pronounced as BC. BC. ABC.
I did it. I did ABC. It. Hooray. ABC. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about what you do, and can you share with us a time when you've been freaked out?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much, Molly. Thank you. Yeah. So I use Be Live for two different platforms. First, for my business as a product-based business, and we manufacture and retail baby wearing slings. There's baby wearing products, baby
That's
slings for moms that promote breastfeeding and natural parenting. And Joseph, you need to go to bed. And I also use Facebook Live for my family page as well, where I talk about my two children and special needs parenting as well. So I use Be Live, this you know, live stream for two different platforms. First for my business, and the other for my family page, where I talk about special needs parenting from my perspective to encourage the families out there.
Okay, I just have to say, I got too excited in the middle of you talking and I cut you off, which I'm sorry, because baby wearing is a part of my quesadilla of awesome too.
Oh, really? That's nice.
I don't sell baby wearing materials, but I have 7 million of them that I should be selling because my children are too big for them, but I have this like emotional attachment to my wraps, which is so bad.
How exciting is that, Molly? That's great.
So if we have other baby wearers in the house, comment below. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I also love how you're talking about connecting your personal page with your business page. And this is something that I really hope other people are aware that you can do. And you can do it without being a salesy weirdo. So you want to make sure you recognize the difference in the two. But your personal page is a great way to just come on and have a little connection and have fun and really celebrate those things that make you uniquely awesome, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Awesome.
Thank
okay,
you.
So now, Casey, tell us a time. Oh, also, I also love that you are in the space where you're helping special needs parents. And I found that there's so many people in the Be Live community who are in that same space.
Yes. April as well.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, April. And also, do you know Charmaine?
No, I don't know. I'm hoping to meet her sometime soon.
Hopefully. Does a really similar thing to what April does. So I know she was here a little earlier. So we got to make sure. See, this is how you make those connections.
Yes.
I love it. And Shayna says, yay for baby wearing.
Hi, Shayna. Oh, hi, Kelly. Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so BC, I want you to share a time when you've been freaked out.
Okay. This actually happened recently. I scheduled a Facebook Live, and like 2 minutes before that particular broadcast, I had the urge to go to the toilet. I had to go to the toilet.
Y'all, I did not think we were going to be talking about it.
I don't know.
Going up
and toilet
day.
I had to run to the toilet.
And then what happened?
I'm so pressed. So that actually made me laugh, and that made me panic as well, because if it's scheduled, you know, there's no way you can just, you know, I think it was, so I was just basically just really, really anxious that I was going to lose that particular broadcast. Sorry about my son. Sorry.
You like
we didn't plan it.
You like it.
So I really got so anxious that, you know, I just didn't know where. I didn't have a drink or anything, so I didn't know why I really had the urge to go to the toilet.
Right. This just proves that you never know what's going to come up and make you freaked out, right? But so did you take care of business before you came back on camera?
I did. I'm so proud
of you. All right, and it's okay. Like today, I mentioned that I had a little bit of trouble getting started today because I had something set up a little differently on the backside, and so I was like 3 minutes late. But I was here in a panic also because I was like, I just told everybody we're doing this, and now what's going to happen? Ah, so kind of crazy, but. You can take a moment to breathe. And actually, coming up in some of our further broadcasts, we're going to be getting really, really centered on how to actually prepare as a performer so you can breathe, you can warm up, you can be ready and centered and ready to go. So next time you're ready to go, you'll be ready to go. Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, BC, I'm going to try and bring Hilda on one more time. And then we're going to start winding this up. But it's been so awesome to be here with you guys talking about the things that we get a little freaked out about and how it's important to do it scared, to move through that fear. And the key to really having more confidence is, like Zeph said earlier, it's really knowing you and doing you and making sure that you put some work into that by recognizing the things that make you a uniquely awesome human being. I call it the quesadilla of awesome. And make sure, BC, make sure you head over to the BeLivers group, because I did a little challenge image, and we can all share our 20 things like baby wearing, and that'll be an awesome way to start. April says an awesome way to start net friending. Take care of business. Oh my gosh, wait. So this is actually proving to be an actual topic that people are worried about. I just started live streaming, and I'm so stoked that she's here. Tiff, you're doing so great. And she says, ha, I wondered what I would do if that happened. Maybe where it depends while going live. Ha, JK. I'm sorry, Danielle. I'm sorry, Jeff. This is the direction we're going in. Toilet talk. It's happening. I'm sorry. Okay.
Toilet talk.
All right. We're connecting with our real human being. BC, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
All right, guys, share this. We'll get a few more people on, which will be really fun. Okay, Hilda, are you ready? We're going to try it again. Here she comes. No, lady. So here's what I would suggest. I'm going to give you guys one tip about sound because it's not actually working. So here's what I would suggest you do. If this happens to you where you get to a point where you find that your audience can't hear you on BeLive, this has been really beneficial for me because I've had this happen to me before. And actually, they've added something into the backside of this platform. I don't know if you've seen it, but if you refresh your browser, you'll have an opportunity to connect the camera again. And right next to the camera button, there's that little gear. Did you see that? No. Okay. So there's a little gear right there. If you click on it, it will allow you to select the microphone. So I'm not sure how my microphone's doing today. It's kind of far away from me, but I talk really loud. So I actually keep my microphone away because I get really excited and then I blow everybody out. So if I don't make sure that when I plug this microphone in that I actually select it on there, then you can't hear. So I'm going to kick you off. I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to give you a chance to reset your microphone and try and come back on. And if anybody else would like to join us, I'd love you to jump on camera with us. I'm going to get that link and I'm going to share it down below. And then you can maybe jump in. All right, so I'm gonna put this link right into the top of our little thing. And we are here, I'm gonna put it right into the description while we're live. I don't know if you knew you could do that, but you can actually edit a video while it's live, which is really cool. So what we're talking about right now is being freaked out on camera. Oh my gosh, and what to do when your computer freezes, because everything's freezing on me. All right, I'm gonna try and share the link. So before you go live, it is terrifying sometimes. And I know we have some people here who have admitted to me in the past that they were freaked out about going live on camera. So we're here admitting it and being real and sharing our fears. I can't get my computer to share this link right now with you. Oh my gosh, let me try and see if I can share it in the comments. Let's try it right here. I'm going to comment as Be Live TV. So if you're on your desktop, you should be able to see this link come up. Super cool. Mary says, "Do you have a light shining on your face?" I do. So Mary, one of the things that we spoke about is sometimes we get freaked out about our appearance on camera, right? And when that happens, all of our gremlins start to come in. They're like, oh no, judgy McJudgerson. I was talking about earlier how my dress was doing this, and it was like putting little weird things into my brain. And then it stops you from being able to provide the true value that you can give to the world, right? So by recognizing the things that you love about your appearance, or by finding ways to like elevate your appearance a little bit by using a big fancy light, which can help to really brighten the space so that your audience can be more connected to you. And also it allows you to like wash out some of those little friends that peek up and give us like anxiety, right? It's like Botox in a flash. Pretty cool. Okay, Tiff Nicole, I just shared it in the comments. So all you have to do if you're on your desktop, Tiff says, "I'll go live with you," but how? All you have to do is share it in the comments. And then Tracy Cox said, "I had a total meltdown after my first live." What? Tracy, you can jump on with us. John, yeah, the technical tips on the fly. One of the biggest fears, dude, this is so true. John says, "One of my biggest fears is technology not working correctly." So John, as I mentioned, I was having issues before. I don't know if you heard this, but I couldn't get the live stream to start today. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just shared this all over and I'm not able to get it to start. And here's what happened. If you use the talk show format and you want to bring up a picture like this, right? I wanted to try and start my broadcast that way, but I didn't know that you actually have to have your actual video stream going in order to hit start broadcast. So I messaged Daniel. I was having a bit of a panic attack. I took a breath. I know how I start my videos because I'm a prepared performer, and I jumped in and was able to still feel pretty confident, even though I had a total technical freak out, right? Ooh, John, in just a second, maybe I'll share a little. John, I'm just going to say the story really quick, and then I'm going to bring on Leah and Hilda. So one time I was going live and my phone was in a selfie stick and it fell out of the selfie stick and landed directly between my legs, shooting up my skirt. Probably the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me on camera. So when I looked down, that's all that I saw, which was like, talk about being freaked out, talk about biggest fears. But I found that by being in the moment and by, you know, sharing that I was freaked out in the moment and letting my audience know that everything was going to be okay, that actually has proven to be one of the best things that could have happened. Totally crazy. All right. We are going to finish this out by bringing on three amazing ladies, and then we're going to wrap this up. Everybody can head over to the Be Livers group. All you have to do is comment below with the word awesome, right? Comment below with the word awesome and you will be sent a link right away from our little Be Live chat bot, and it will send you a link right to the Be Live group, which is going to be awesome. We're going to blow that group up. Dana Corey, hello. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. I'm going to bring Hilda on and see if her mic will work. Ready, Hilda? Let's try it. And then we'll bring it. Hi, Tracy Cox. I see you. Hooray. Hey, Leah. No, my friend. There's no sound. All right. I'm going to leave you there just to dance with us while I bring on Leah too, if you want. Okay. So we're still going to keep our dance party up. And Leah, can we hear you?
I sure hope so.
You can. Hilda gets the award. I can hear you, Leah. Hilda gets the award for being the best trooper and for not giving up. We're going to make it work at some point. Maybe we can troubleshoot it. Hilda, send me a private message and I'll help you troubleshoot it, because that makes me really sad that you tried so many times today. Okay. Hilda, I'm going to send you off. All right. Bye. Okay, and I'm going to bring Tracy Cox on too. Hooray. You guys share this broadcast because we're talking about how freaky, how scary it can be being live on camera and how you can really tap into your own sense of awesome and then be able to celebrate that as a way to connect with others. And I forgot to say this earlier, but my favorite part of this whole quesadilla of awesome piece is what we've been doing, which is seeking out the awesome, that quesadilla of awesome in other people and recognizing and being like, oh man, that's something that makes you unique and makes you awesome and I'm going to celebrate it. Really cool. Lisa, you're here. Hooray. Charlene Burke. Hooray. Tracy Cox. Hi.
Hi.
So good to see you. All right.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, dude. And I know. What'd you say?
I said I was just with Leah a few minutes ago doing Insight interview.
Oh my gosh, how perfect to wrap up a couple minutes ago, but I wanted to make sure that I brought you guys on. And Tracy, especially, I know that Tracy has such a crazy, powerful story about how she worked through her fear. So Tracy, I would love it if we could close out with you sharing a little bit about that. Okay. Let's hear from Leah. So Leah, if you can tell us what you offer in your business. I'm so glad that you're here. It's so good to be here with you on camera. So tell us what you offer in your business. And if you can share a little story about being freaked out and about how you maybe use your quesadilla of awesome to step into some of that power.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks. I finally get to meet you. I've never actually talked to you, Molly. So hi.
I've never spoken through either live streaming with talking and typing or so it's super cool to be here with you. I love it.
Awesome. Yes. And you know, it's so fitting that you did some toilet talk because I am fondly referred to as the digestion queen. I help people with digestive issues. So you can imagine I talk toilet talk quite a bit.
Oh my gosh. See what happens when you talk about being human beings? You never know.
No. And Tracy interviewed me just now and we talked about how not all symptoms have to be digestive symptoms to be digestive issues. So we talk more about other stuff like fatigue and skin and everything. But my thing that I just have to say to you, you just bring such energy to everything that you do and just relax everybody. I just love it. I don't know how your heart isn't pounding all the time. Like, does that ever stop?
Yes. Well, I'm intentional about it. And I make sure that I like stop and I listen to some of Tracy's meditation videos. You know, it's important. And that's why like I do the whole hot tub thing, because it allows me, as soon as I'm done with the video, it allows me to like take a moment to chill out. But then I can use my like crazy desire to connect and to work and to have fun by forcing me to get into the hot tub to go live.
Okay. And then Tracy, before she took me live, she's told me to take some deep breaths and that helps. So
yeah. And I find that it's not about like dismissing the energy, because I've had a lot of people in my life tell me, oh, you have too much energy. You need to bring it down. But for me, I've worked really hard to find ways to use that energy in a different way so that it's bringing you more power.
Bring it. I love your energy.
All right. So tell us about being freaked out.
You know, this is so new to me. I love it. And I can't wait to just go for it. And the same thing, same thought as what you had to say, women, let's go. I would love to just spread everybody's good stuff. Like you say, their awesomeness too. So we're all on the same page here. It's just fantastic. So the nerves and the freaked out stuff, I don't know what to say. Take a few deep breaths. That's all I do.
Totally good. And when you know that you have a message like that, that you're really wanting to share, right? You're really wanting to share, that's going to help you to have more power. And we're going to talk about that in the future too, about different ways that you can, aside from just tapping into what makes you awesome, there are external things that we can connect to that will help us to be able to have more power to stay committed and to break through that fear.
Yeah. When you really want to help people, you can't keep quiet. You have to push through the fear. That's what I'm finding.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Okay. So good, Leah. I'm going to pop you off. So amazing to have you here. I love it. I love it. Work through that fear. If you're solving people's digestive issues, this is important.
It is.
We'll talk, right?
Bye.
So funny. Awesome. Leah's so great. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Tracy Cox. So this is Tracy. And she, when I first met Tracy, she was completely terrified about going on camera for several reasons, but she was possibly the most committed person I have ever met who was like, I don't care how freaked out I am. I am going to put this out there and I'm doing this. And now she is hardcore live streamer like you would not believe. So Tracy, tell Actually, before you even tell us what you do in your business, can you tell us a little bit about how you, like what your little transformation that you went through and some of the fears that you had, especially appearance wise with going live?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I woke up when I was 41 and I had the worst pain known to mankind. It's called trigeminal neuralgia. And I had to have brain surgery shortly after that. And it left me with my face numb on the whole right side of my face. And it has somewhat of a droop to it. And it just affected me and my self-image dramatically. And also my eye is a little bit droopy. And I know that people tell me they can't see it. But for me, I see it. And so when it came to doing live video, the very first time I saw my live video in front of the world, I was like, oh, my God, I had a total meltdown. I couldn't even tell Molly about it. The only person I could tell was my very best friend of 50 plus years. And yet what happened is I had put out there a promotion to do a 21-day challenge, Master One Habit, which committed me to 21 days of live video. And before I got over my meltdown, I had 15 people registered for that 21-day Master One Challenge. And so
I did a meltdown, like, I did my first live video. There's no way I'm doing it again. But oh no, I have these 15 people who are expecting me to lead them through a challenge.
Now, do you think the universe is supporting me to make in front of the video again? So I was, through Molly's camera confidence and her support and encouragement, I was able to get in front of the mirror and practice and rehearse. And when I first started, if you look back at my very first videos, I could not even breathe. I could not even have any motion. I was just totally morose. That's what I want to say. And now today, I want you to know that.
One thing else that's crazy about it is when I would speak to you as like a person, when we were having conversations, there was all of this life that was coming through, right? And I would see like the way that you're talking right now. But when you would go live, like the fears would come in and then it would stop you from sharing that actual awesomeness because of those fears based in whatever, but a lot of it based in the stuff that you had been through with your trigeminal, is that it? Trigeminal neuralgia?
Right. And okay. So now it's really interesting because now I see the life in me. And I'm doing insight interviews with women to empower women to walk into their quesadilla of awesomeness as well. And so every Wednesday or Thursday, in fact, now I have so many bookings of people that I am doing once a week or more.
Like, it literally makes me cry, Tracy, because I'm so proud of you and I'm so happy for you and the transformation that you made by committing to using tools like Be Live. Right? And how you can connect with people this way. And now I'm sure that that has transferred, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure that has transferred actually, like April was saying that sometimes we're freaked out about, or we're not freaked out about walking out the door, but I think we are freaked out about walking out the door sometimes. So I'm sure the confidence that you've developed from going live strategically like this has actually helped you to be able to go live in real life.
Yes, it has. It really has. And what's interesting is that what I do in life is that I'm a hypnotherapist and a coach, and I work with people one-on-one in very quiet meditative states. And so I am a very quiet person, but there's another component to me, which is a very, much like Molly, not quite as energetic and not quite crazy, but I am also very social and dynamic. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
So I love you, Molly. I love you, Molly. And I give you so much credit. And thank you for writing my intro in my book as well.
So cool. So you can tell us the title of your book.
Ten Keepers of Joy. That was my 10-day Facebook Live videos that I did, and I repurposed it and made it into a book, which is now going to be repurposed into a program.
See the magic that you can do if you actually connect with this quesadilla of awesome and work through that fear and put that goodness out there. So amazing, right?
It is amazing.
So amazing. All right, I think we're going to bring this to an end. Ah, we made it through. Hey, Robert Stern. Hello. We're wrapping this up. We have been live for over an hour now. And Tiff Nicole, I saw you try and come on, but your video wasn't there. It was like, it was just a white screen. So I don't know what happened, but we are going to be back. Oh, 2 weeks from now. So I should have looked at the date. What is the date of that? It is May. Today is May 10th. We're going to be back May 24th at noon Pacific. And we are going to be tackling more of the awesome that it takes to be able to have confidence on camera and how to connect with your audience so that you're communicating effectively and you're creating content that they really can't wait for because of the way that you're communicating it through the screen. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Yeah, and there can be only one of you, right? There can be, April just said, there can be only one Molly Mahoney. There can be, and there can be only one April. April, I can't believe I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Is it Roga? Correct me if I'm wrong. But right, it's crazy. There can be only one of each of us. And the whole point of this is to be able to help you to be able to celebrate exactly who you are, right? Only one Tracy Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I can't wait to continue to help each and every one of you to unlock your inner awesome and elevate it using the magic of Facebook Live so that you can have more visibility, more credibility, be known as the authority in your space, and really get your message out there. Connect with the people who need you most. Have an awesome, awesome 2 weeks, and I will see you then. Bye.
Thank you again for joining us. My name is Molly Mahoney, and I love nothing more than helping you to unlock your inner awesome and elevate it with the magic of Facebook Live. If you liked what you hear, subscribe to this podcast, the Elevate Your Awesome podcast. And don't forget to head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/theprepared performer. Until next time, keep spreading joy and elevating your awesome. One quick reminder, all of these podcast episodes are taken straight from Facebook Live. That's right, folks. If you want to see a video that goes with this podcast, if you want to be a part of the conversation, head on over to our Facebook page. And as always, you can find the show notes at theprepareperformer.com.